If you've been keeping up with Day by Day over the last few episodes, you'll remember that we've been talking about traits of a spiritual mentor. We've said that good spiritual mentors treat you like family. They have a biblical mission, and they leave you with a biblical model to follow. Today, I want to add one more trait that I see from our continued study in 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Our last trait is found at the end of verse 21 of chapter 4. Paul writes this, "Shall I come to you with a rod, or with love and a spirit of gentleness?" So here's the trait. Spiritual mentors carry a tough mentality. They are willing to do the hard things for your benefit. Paul says, "Shall I come to you with a rod?" So growing up, I lived in a two-story house, and on the second story were our bedrooms. And my bedroom and my brother's bedroom, where they were on one side, and then there was an open area with my parents' bedroom on the other side. And in that open area, there was a closet, and hanging on the closet, as was very common in the 80s, was a Nerf basketball hoop. And that open area served as the basketball court. So there were many games of 21 played in that open area in the upstairs of our house. And many times during the evening, my brother and I would be playing upstairs. We'd be playing basketball, and my parents would be watching Hill Street Blues or Cagney and Lacey or something like that. And once in a while, it might get a little heated in the upper portion of the house, and then we would hear the words, "Don't make me come up there." We knew that if a parent had to come up the stairs, there wasn't going to be a conversation, but a confrontation. Well, Paul is basically saying the same thing. Don't make me come up there to you guys. You determine in what spirit I come to you. If I have to, I will come in a spirit of discipline, but I would rather come in a spirit of gentleness. I don't think Paul necessarily enjoys confrontation as much as I think Paul is willing to do what it biblically takes, to do the hard things for the benefit of the church and the glory of God. And that's what makes him a great spiritual mentor. He had that type of mentality because he had that type of love for Christ and Christ's people. You want a spiritual mentor who's willing to do the hard things for your sake and for the glory of God. Today when you pray, please pray for Joe Costa and his family, our missionaries in Lebanon. And also remember the Pagolo Life Word broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.